Greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org, and our phone number is 503-249-0303. I am Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the show today. We will be taking calls throughout the broadcast, so please feel free to use any of the call-in numbers listed on the BBS Radio website. That website is www.bbsradio.com. And browse around and look at one of the numbers on there. If you have any questions during our hour-long show, just call me up, and I'd love to take calls. So last week, I wanted to just recap. We were so busy after our interview with John Amateo. I hope you all enjoyed that lovely interview with him regarding the King Solomon healing modality. I was very excited to talk to him about that. But after our show, we hosted a Reiki circle here at the temple, and we had quite a crowd. I wanted to thank Carl Starkweather in particular for all of his help in organizing all the healers that came and everybody that participated. There was a lot of really great energy being transmitted, and everyone seemed to really enjoy it. So our next circle is actually June 11th at 7 o'clock, and we invite everyone to join us if you live in the area. Again, we are based out of Portland, Oregon, and we're located in Portland off the corner of North Lombard and North Richmond Avenue in North Portland. So let's see, what else happened? On Thursday night, we had our group spiritual activation, and those activations, if you haven't listened before, those activations are amazing. We actually anchor different energies in on those nights, and if you do not live in the Portland area, we are sending those energies remotely. We have a membership package where you would get four of those activations per month, and we'll send them every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and we will send them remotely anywhere in the world. It's only $30, and you get four of the activations. So it's definitely something worth the dollars. If you're interested, you can just give me a call here at 503-249-0303 or shoot me an email, and I would love to be able to get you on our list of people that we transmit to, so that would be great. But last week we did King Solomon, and the energy was just amazing for King Solomon. It was very powerful, and it was definitely a tangible experience. So Friday night we had our dance, and then Saturday, and this was all going on, by the way, during the King Solomon training that John Amateo was teaching here at the temple. So we had a very busy week. But Saturday night was really awesome. We held an Egyptian temple night, and we were all in costume, and we did rituals and ceremonies that really brought in the deities of Isis and Osiris. And it was very powerful, and it was really amazing. Everybody participated, and we took a ton of pictures. So David is frantically trying to get those pictures up on our website, so on our photos page. So you're more than welcome to go and look at that. Our website here, www.crystaltemple.org, and he'll have those photos up hopefully very shortly, as well as our new newsletter that just came out yesterday or this morning, I can't remember. But if you would like to receive our newsletter, just go ahead and shoot me an email at info@crystaltemple.org or give me a call, 503-249-0303. You're listening to Amanda Jones here at Crystal Temple Presents, a live radio show broadcast on bbsradio.com. If you have any questions or something specific you'd like to ask, go ahead and use the call-in numbers right there on the bbsradio.com website. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions. So anyway, to start off this show, I'd like to read a little bit more out of our Beyond a Master book by Denise Cooney. Again, this book came out in 1987. It is a well-used book here at the temple and has gotten much use. And so what I'd like to read a little bit today out of is the part called Sounds Are Created from Light. And if you have this book at home, it's on page 75. So I invite you to sit back and relax and take a few deep breaths and just let your mind really envelop a lot of these words that I will be reading. It's a very hopeful message. Sounds are created from light. Here we go. First and foremost, the information that is coming through today is from Sananda. The thing we would like to make clear is speaking about light. All of the universe radiates on a love vibration. Love, being a powerful energy, creates sound, and the sound is Om, or the sound of I Am. As we said, love is a powerful vibration. It is an energy. It is the light, and light has sound. And to repeat, the sound is Om. In like manner, every single individual has that individual light, or that individual life penetrating through it. And you will know a man's enlightenment by the way he or she speaks. We have a tremendous amount of regard for individuals who do speak their mind. But do remember, it is better to allow yourself to digest what you are about to say first before you allow your words to pass through your own lips. For once your words have penetrated through the universe, it is written down for all time. It is written, and it creates a vibration that either uplifts humanity or brings humanity down. This is why we say to people, and why the information is so well known, that forgiveness is very important. It is better for you to say nothing at all than to allow yourself to abuse that power and that sacredness which words are supposed to be used for. Every word that comes out of your mouth is an activated prayer. This is not new information, but this is information that needs to be heard again. Now, the reason we are talking about light and the sound that is a powerful love vibration, which is entering into many people this day throughout the universe, will be invoking that universal celestial sound again. It is much easier for mankind to hear words first than see light later. Man is working on his spiritual vibration and his lower self. Scientists have come up with the law that light travels faster than sound because it is true. But on the physical plane, it is the words that come first, creating the action and the energy. And man has to allow himself to become right in tune once again with that spiritual enlightenment or that love which permeates the universe. And allow that love to guide his words as opposed to his words guiding his actions. This is very important for people to hear so that they may know, as their thoughts go, so will the universe be created. And this is why it has been said through various channels that the more energy that is put upon the changes of the earth in any way, shape, or fashion, that is what will happen. So be very careful at this time of what you formulate in the mind. Allow yourself to rid yourself of the thoughts that no longer apply to this new state of mind. So it is thoughts that should precede words instead of words, and then, oh, I am so sorry, later. But if man is still of that kind to speak first and think later, then he or she should allow himself or herself constant forgiveness. While you are here on this planet Earth, learning a succession of lessons and opening up your own spiritual development, you will go through all experiences so that you may learn about your highest good. It is only when you allow yourself the time to realize that hardship is an excellent opportunity to say, yes, I must learn to rid myself of this condition that is holding me back from receiving my divine heritage. But mankind takes quite a while before it realizes that these so-called punishments are self-inflicted. These conditions brought upon it for development and a good tool to learn forgiveness. forgiveness is a releasing of the karmic bind, which is the reason so many of you continue to make the same errors over and over again. Learn to forgive yourself, as well as other individuals that you feel are holding you back from your own good. It is truly only you, anyway, that is holding you back. These thoughts act as a block that prevent you from seeing the light. Have you ever tried seeing the day through windows that are filled with dirt and obstructions? It is almost impossible. It is the same way with inner enlightenment. How do you expect to see the light if you have all these obstructions in the way? Learn to open up your heart and realize that God is a consciousness which is very close to you. God is you. Ask yourself to know yourself. Stop making up all these excuses why you must read more before you know how. Do you need a manual to know how to fall in love with a man or a woman? It is called instinct. Open up the instinct of divine love and you will see that where there is divine love, there is divine forgiveness. Do you hold grudges against anyone? Use this opportunity right now to empty your heart to the well of divine love, to be in a state of forgiveness so that you may experience divine love. We are with you always. It is only when man awakens unto himself that he sees and he says, "Yes, this is something I must rid myself of." But man, being at a point of evolution that he is, we graciously allow him time to rid himself of those things which he feels are no longer useful in his life. For some people, it takes a second. For some people, it takes a few months. And that is just a beautiful, beautiful writing from Sounds Are Created from Light. And this is from the Beyond the Master book. By Denise Cooney. Came out in 1987. So it's one of my favorite books that we use here at the temple. And I highly encourage you, if you can find it at your local bookstore, or maybe even on Amazon, to definitely grab that one up. It's got a blue cover on it. So I hope you enjoy these readings. And if you have any special requests of anything you'd like to hear or an author that you would like to recommend, feel free to contact me. Again, my name is Amanda. I'm calling in and on the radio today, live from the Crystal Temple. And our contact number here, 503-249-0303. And our website, www.bbs. Oh, no, that's bbsradio.com. That's the call-in numbers, if you want to call in. Our website is crystaltemple.org, www.crystaltemple.org. Well, now we get into the very exciting part of our show where we introduce a guest. And today we are going to be talking to Sue Ananian. Sue, how you doing, girl? Are you there? Seems we have lost Sue. She was well, unfortunately, we're having some problems getting a hold of Sue. Her line is busy, so we're going to keep trying her. I apologize for the delay. But I do want to talk to all of you guys about a couple of events and things that are coming here soon to the Crystal Temple that I'm, like, thrilled about because it applies to everyone, no matter where you live. Just like our group activations, we're actually going to be hosting a Transformation Week. And that's coming up in July. And it's 5 days of really incredible, intensive teachings. That's why we call it Transformation Week, because We think that this will really transform and empower your life. It's classes and activations and empowerments and initiations and extensive study on the human energy system. And it will be held here in July. And if you are interested in that, which I know everybody out there that's a light worker or healer is definitely interested in tuning up their skills and wanting to go to the next level, please do contact me. The number here, 503-249-0303, or you can shoot me an email at info@crystaltemple.org. I think we might have Sue. Sue, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Great. Hi, Sue. I'm doing good. I'm glad we got you back on the line.
I know. I don't know what happened, but I'm so glad to be back. How
oh,
are
good.
You?
Well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit today about Jikun and Reiki and Enthalpic Ray. Well, first of all, this is Sue Ananian. She is amazing. She is a Jikun and Reiki practitioner and Enthalpic Ray master healer and lives a very long ways away from me, and I miss her every day. But I wanted you to share a little bit of something about yourself and your background, Miss Sue.
My background?
Well, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. Where do I begin? I've been doing healing work for about 20 years, and I have done a myriad of things. I work with body, mind, and soul, so I'm doing body work, energy work, and I've been recently certified as a master practitioner of the Enthalpic Ray. So I've been honored and have been doing that and doing more of my studies. I'm also a Shihan Kaku, which is assistant teacher in the Jikiden Reiki tradition, the original form of Reiki that came down off the mountain with the Sui.
Hey, Sue, I hate to interrupt you, but can you speak up just a little bit? I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm hoping that it's not the phone line.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I think so.
Does it sound like a telephone commercial?
Oh, that's perfect. Yep, I can hear you much better now.
Okay, good. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working with a lot of energy work, some body work, customized sessions, you know, depending on what people need, what they come in with,
mm-hmm.
what is the most appropriate modality to use to move them forward.
Cool. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about, well, first let's start with the Jikiden Reiki, because there's two separate things that I kind of wanted to talk to you about. And
okay.
With the Jikiden Reiki, I wanted you to, if you could, sort of explain, I mean, everybody's sort of familiar with Reiki, and there's a lot of Reiki masters out there listening. And so I wanted, if you had a good explanation of why this Jikiden Reiki is different or what the difference is, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the same question when I first heard about Jikiden Reiki. I actually came in the back door, so to speak. I was really called to do the Enthalpic Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I had been a Reiki master teacher for years. And the prerequisite to do the Enthalpic Ray was to do the Jikiden Reiki. And, you know, I knew what I knew. I knew the kind of work I was doing. I didn't really understand why, you know, why another Reiki, you know. But I was really called to do it, and that's the way it was. And so I took it, and it's very different, is all I can say. Jikiden Reiki is the original Reiki that Asui came off the mountain with, and he handed it down to Dr. Hayashi and Mrs. Takata. She brought Reiki to the West. Dr. Hayashi then taught, and he taught to Chiyoko Yamaguchi and others, and it stayed in Japan. So one form of the original Reiki came through Mrs. Takata and came out west, and then the original form stayed in Japan and was basically lost. Not lost, but it was kept in families and it was kept quiet. When some Japanese found Reiki, they actually found the Western-style Reiki, brought it back, And the Japanese became familiar with Reiki as well. But what happened was Mrs. Yamaguchi, Chiyoko Yamaguchi, in her elder years, people heard that she was taught under Dr. Hayashi.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so excited to meet somebody that was still alive that had studied under him personally. And she began teaching in her elder years. Her son, Tadeo Yamaguchi, has made it his mission to bring forth the Jikiden Reiki. So, you know, this is the Jikiden Reiki is the alpha,
mm-hmm.
where the Western Reiki, you would look at it as the omega. Of the end product of the original Reiki, because it's you know, it's changed a little.
Right.
Reiki is powerful. People are doing really good work. So it's not a criticism. It's people are doing really good things with Reiki. It's in the hospitals. They're helping lots of people. It's just this is the original form. It hasn't been changed, and it's very simple, and I'm enjoying it a lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
does that
it makes
answer your
perfect
question?
Sense.
Okay.
It's like Reiki and then Reiki University.
Yeah, yeah. I'm finding, I was really surprised how my experience, I can only speak of my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very excited. My work has shifted dramatically. It's very simple, and now I'm blessed. I've been able to continue with my studies, and I'm beginning to teach the Jikiden Reiki. I can teach level one, the Shoden level,
mm-hmm.
and then my master teacher Hideto is teaching the level two, the Okuden, and he's an amazing man. So it's a blessing.
So you teach this Jikiden Reiki out of your center, correct?
Yes.
And you want to share with everybody your contact information in case they are interested in taking that class from you?
Sure. My website, now mind you, I'm in the process of revamping it. So it is a living and growing organism as we speak. It's not finished, but my information is becoming more and more complete on there. So please be patient. It's called The Inner Path, and there's hyphens in between, the-inner-path.net.
Perfect. And do you have a number that people could call you at?
Sure. 211-236-0021. I'm in New Jersey, and interestingly enough, people are finding me. I just got a call from Florida, had two calls from California, so... the world is a small place. It's not.
And you're not afraid to travel, right?
No. I love traveling. I love teaching people. This is what I'm really excited about. Is that Jikiden Reiki? It's a Japanese healing art. It's not affiliated with any religion. Everybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can do it. I'm really excited. I've been working with. Children with autism and Asperger's, the whole spectrum. And my goal is to have these kids learning how to do Reiki. They can do Reiki on themselves. They can work on their parents. Their parents can work on them. This is like an incredible opportunity for holistic living,
mm-hmm.
that we are empowered. We take over our own care. Now, this isn't to say that traditional medicine doesn't have its place. Traditional medicine is fabulous. When you have a heart attack, you have a broken bone, you have diabetes, there's a definite place for traditional medicine. I don't see it as alternative healing.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it as complementary. Looking at the one client, and let's serve that client as wholly as we can. And what I'm doing is my goal is to empower people, create support systems where the whole person is looked at and we all support each other. And I think Jikiden Reiki and the Ensophic Ray healing is, you know, that's what that's about. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really excited.
So now, is there any prerequisites for this Jikiden Reiki?
Jikiden Reiki, no.
Oh,
no,
great. So
no prerequisites. Pardon?
Anybody can do it, right?
Anybody and everybody can do it.
Cool.
It is cool.
That's so neat that you're going and teaching, I mean, for, you know, kids and adults with autism and Asperger's, you know, to be able to do Reiki on themselves or teach the parents, you know, how to do Reiki on their child. That's breakthrough holistic healing. So,
yeah.
Congratulations, lady.
Oh, thanks. I had a client today I was speaking to. Her father is stage 4 lung cancer, and
mm-hmm.
she's a nurse, and she wants to learn the Reiki. And I'm really excited because, you know, in old tradition, there would be somebody, you know, death wasn't so, I mean, it's not a fun place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it, from my perspective, I look at it as a huge honor to be with somebody at this transition time, because we know that we're eternal beings. We've never been born. We've never die. And at this point of transition, people with, you know, the Jikiden Reiki will give them confidence, because I train people how to feel really comfortable flowing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So they can sit there at this huge, huge sacred time in someone's life, and be with them, truly be with them, and help support them to the next level. At the same time, this woman has young children. She's got, I think, a 2 and a 7-year-old. And isn't it great that the same tool, the same simple tool, can now be, with just a shift in her chair, she can hold these children and comfort them, heal them, and bring them forward on this interesting journey of life.
Wow.
At the same time, these little ones can learn Reiki,
mm-hmm.
and comfort themselves, heal those, you know, those upset bellies. And when mom is has a difficult day, or dad, they can sit and just sit with them and put their hands on them.
That's amazing.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I just wanted to remind our listeners that this is Crystal Temple Presents, and my name is Amanda. I'm interviewing Sue Ananian. We're talking about Jikiden Reiki today, and we're going to get into some Ensophic Ray questions here real quick. But if you have any questions for her, please do call in on any of the call-in numbers listed on the bbsradio.com website. Or if you have any questions for me specifically or how to get a hold of Sue, you can either contact me at the Crystal Temple, www.crystaltemple.org, or Miss Sue. Sue, your contact information again?
It's www.theinnerpath.net, and there's a hyphen in between each word, the-inner-path.net.
Cool. So what about this Ensophic Ray? Because this was the thing that you were interested in from the very beginning, correct?
Yeah. This really called to me. I didn't know why. I had just begun studying with the Mystery School, and this modality called to me. And I was driven to take it. And like I said, I had been a Reiki master, had been using Reiki for years, teaching, and I was like, well, you know, I don't want to do another Reiki class. You know, I just want to do the Ensophic Ray.
Right.
But that was the rules, you know, and I respect them. And I was so pleasantly surprised to see my work take off into a whole nother dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ensophic Ray is the next step. It's the full system of Reiki. When Asui was on the mountain, he was given this blast of light, this universal energy came through him, and he was given this system. The whole system is called the Ensophic Ray. Asui came down and taught part of the system. So this is, you know, it's hands-on healing. It's not necessarily touching anybody, and it's you know, a healing energy from one person to another, and it improves the person's ability to heal. So much light it comes in, it doesn't heal. It creates it brings in so much healing energy and light that the body is stimulated to heal itself.
Mm.
So I'm really, this energy comes through, but I'm not a medium, I'm not a channel, it's just, the more I can get out of the way. See, this is, I want to just backtrack a little. The Chikiden, I can see now, and this is my understanding at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
In a year, I may have another expanded version, and, you know, we all grow. But right now, at this point in time, I can see that the Jikiden prepares us to hold this energy. And it's so important. With the Jikiden, you can carry on a conversation with a client. You know, it can be very pleasant, you know, the session, maybe some quiet, you know, talking, but nothing upsetting or stimulating. But with the Ensophic Ray, it's my job as a practitioner to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard to do. We have very active minds, a lot of mind chatter. So the more I can get out of the way and let this energy flow, the better the session is. And the same is with Reiki. If I start getting in the way, trying to control it, it stops the flow. So the Chikiden is a really, I'm trying to think of the right word. It's a good beginning to, you know, letting the energy flow, getting comfortable. You have to work on, you know, so many. You have to work on 120 cases to, you know, to move forward in your own practice. And then you don't necessarily need to do that to take the Ensophic Ray, but it's really good to have some strong foundation of flowing energy, the Jikiden energy, and then moving into the Ensophic. The beautiful part for the practitioner, I must say, is that when you're flowing this Reiki energy, when you're allowing this energy to flow, as a practitioner, we heal ourselves also. So the more we do that, then we can hold the additional energy of the Ensophic Ray.
Mm. I know you have some pretty amazing stories you know, some of your clients that you've done this Ensophic Ray work on, and just my personal experience, my one session with you was amazing, and the energy that came in, it's like every cell in my being filled with light, and by the time I got home, there were some people here at the temple, and mind you, it was the next day. They said that my aura was so full of light that it felt like when they walked by me that they walked through a milkshake.
Well, that's the Ensophic Ray. This is the Ensophic Ray, the breath of God, you
mm-hmm.
know, this pure universal, pure high energy that comes through and fills you with light. And that's what it does. And what happens is your body is then stimulated to heal itself, body, mind, and spirit. The beautiful thing is working with people with traumatic issues. You know, nobody in life, none of us get away scot-free. We all have suffered. We've all struggled, and some more than others. And I work with a lot of abuse cases.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about this is that you don't have to relive past trauma. It works on the old brain. The client lies down. I put my hands where they need to go. The energy flows. I get out of the way, and it heals the old brain, the trauma. We don't have to suffer. So there's no talking, dialogue, and they wake up and they feel better. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many, I mean, besides you, you're in New Jersey, and I know David does the In Suffolk Gray as well here in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was looking for a practitioner of this in their area, how many practitioners do you think are in the state?
I don't know. They can go to the Rocky Mountain Mystery School.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's RMMSINT, Rocky
mm-hmm.
Mountain Mystery School International. com, and they can locate a practitioner in their area. This can be done long distance as well.
Mm.
There is a 3-session protocol that needs to be done in person, but the 1 session, if you just weren't feeling right, you wanted to move issues or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You can get that done long distance. You can go to any practitioner. So if you resonate to somebody in Florida, you know, you are in Portland, you go to Dave and you go visit family or friends someplace else and you need a session, you can call them up and still schedule a session. It's very, very powerful. The long distance works really amazing. The 3-session protocol, this is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And where people want to move forward in their journey,
mm-hmm.
really accelerate and come into their power. So there's 3 sessions. They're usually scheduled. I find that a week or two between sessions is optimal. And the first session is about removing the darkness, the issues. The second session is about putting sacred seals in our energy and activating them. So you're bringing down the 12 rays of creation and placing them in strategic places and activating them so that, like, the ray of transformation and transmutation is activated within our being. The rays of clarity are activated within our being. The rays of intuition, the grounding, the rays of Gaia. So we have 12 sacred seals that are placed and activated within our being so that we now hold these rays and can use them in our life, and it
mm-hmm.
propels us forward. So this is it's very healing and very empowering also. And this has to be done in person.
But you do the long distance sessions as well for everybody listening.
Oh, yeah. I have clients in Europe and across the country. You know, somebody, if they want a session, they call up. We set a schedule. You know, Monday night from, you know, 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
They call me at that appointed time. They've already paid me. They call me at the appointed time, and I may ask a few questions. And they lay down in their chair, on their couch, on their bed, and I work on them.
Wow.
And it's very effective.
Yes, it is. Very effective. Sue has worked on
me
long distance, and it was very effective. I was having a little ouchie in my aura, and Miss Sue did the In Suffolk Gray healing modality long distance from New Jersey to Portland, and I'll tell you what, by the time she was done, my ouchie in my aura was no longer there. It was just really amazing. You're listening to Crystal Temple Presents here with Amanda. My guest today is Sue Ananian from New Jersey. We're talking about Chickadee Reiki and In Suffolk Gray today. Our contact information here at the Crystal Temple is www.crystaltemple.org. Our phone number is 503-249-0303. If you have any questions for Sue or myself, please feel free to give us a call. You can call in any of those call-in numbers on www.bbsradio.com. If you are interested in scheduling a session with Miss Sue Ananian, please contact her, and her website is www.the-inner-path.net. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what's your number again? Because I keep forgetting.
Okay, 201-236-0021.
Mm-hmm. 0021. Perfect. Well, I wrote that down so I won't forget again. So if you have any questions for her specifically or for me, feel free to call in the bbsradio.com call-in numbers. So, Miss Sue, what do you like so much about this particular modality, this healing modality?
Well, you know, I ask myself that too. I'm compelled. I just love it. I use it. It's just such a simple, powerful, and it's profound. It's amazing to see, you know, somebody with depression come in with depression and flow this energy, and it shifts. You know, I've had people with clinical depression, and it shifts. I've worked with a lot of indigos, and they struggle, these young kids. Mm-hmm. Have you talked about the indigos?
I have yet to talk in depth about the indigos. I think we are going to try to do that here in the next couple weeks.
Okay. Well, just for people that don't know, these are the kids and young adults that society is having a problem with. So they're the kids that are being drugged in school. They're very, very bright. They ask a lot of questions. They may be piercing, tattooing, gangs. They're your inquisitive and highly gifted child at home. They may have some, if they're not functioning well, you know, you're getting calls from the school, they're acting out. They need a lot of support. And they just wire differently. And they're wired differently than me. You know, I'm a 50-year-old woman. So they're wired differently. And they can, their energy, to me, it almost feels like rubbing my fur the wrong way sometimes.
Oh, right.
So there's an energy. They're wired differently. There's nothing wrong with them. They're a different energy. They're wired differently.
Right.
So,
and you have a couple of indigo daughters, correct?
Pardon me?
A couple of indigo daughters?
Yes, they have been my master teachers. They really have. They're really brilliant. But, you know, the teenagers, boy, especially with indigos, can be really quite challenging. And, you know, needless to say, one in particular was grounded a lot. But, you know, she's absolutely brilliant now. They just need a lot of support. They do need discipline, but it's got to be a fair discipline. It's, you know, it's different than how I was raised. It was a whole new book for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're brilliant. So I'm fortunate enough that I am getting quite a few parents bringing in these troubled teens, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
And people are blaming, putting down these kids, trying to get them to follow the same maze that has been laid down for so long. These kids don't want to do that. They're going to rebel. And so the Enthalpic Ray has been really fun working with the kids. First of all, teaching them that there's nothing wrong with them, that they're wired differently. Their eyes light up when you tell them there's nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're starting to believe that there's something wrong with them. It's very sad. But also, working with the Enthalpic Ray, again, you don't have to get into any past trauma. Nobody's going to be sobbing on your table. But they wake, they get up, and they feel better. And again, my goal is to teach them so they can manage their energy. I mean, wouldn't this be a gift if these kids had a tool that could calm them, balance them, you know, and their parents. I mean, as a parent of an indigo, there was many times I was putting my hands on myself because I was just like, I was being stretched to be a good parent and to really learn because now I'm working with them.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't always understand why we get the lessons we get. And at the time, it was very difficult. You know, when you're worried about your kids doing stupid things, getting into trouble, it can be quite scary. So being able to put your hands on yourself and just calm yourself, balance yourself, I think it's a huge gift. Very simple. This is very simple stuff. The hardest part is me getting out of the way.
So if you're good at getting out of the way, this is the modality for you to be a practitioner.
Well, you know, for me, I thought I was getting out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But this constantly, you know, when you're really trying to, when you start feeling the energy, and of course this is a whole learning process. I'm feeling it differently now than when I first began this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly learning more. You know, just as I'm sitting with my hands on somebody, I can feel the energy shift. And is it shift, you know, is it, did I start thinking? You know, is it, so I have to get out of the way again? Or is it, I can really feel like the hand pulsing. It's really, really very interesting.
And you've had good luck with indigos, and you've had good luck with the kids with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy this modality.
Yes.
Which always makes it a great, great, it's always a great sign when a particular practitioner loves the modality that they're doing on people, so.
Well, you know what, people, they love coming to see me.
Mm-hmm.
They hug me. I get paid for this work. I see them feel better. It's really a great job.
And, by the way, you are a massage therapist as well.
Yes.
And yeah. Acupuncture?
Well, I do some acupressure. I did study with an acupuncturist, so I do different forms of body work, like meridian massage,
mm-hmm.
where I stimulate and I work with the meridians. I do medical massage. I do Cherokee body work, which is wild. It's an amazing modality that's been handed down by this Cherokee woman in her family for 23 generations. And me and a handful of other people have been honored to receive this teaching. So I can, you know, you have different tools in your toolbox for the necessary application. You know,
right.
A carpenter has, he doesn't always just use a hammer. Sometimes he uses a screwdriver. Sometimes he uses duct tape. You know, you have to have the right tools.
Well, I think you have a great tool bag.
Thank
this
you.
Is, Sue Ananian, if you're interested in scheduling an appointment with her, you can reach her by phone at 201-236-0021. Or you can check out our website at www.the-inner-path.net. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And if you wanted to reach us here at the Crystal Temple, is the www.crystaltemple.org. And our phone number here, 503-249-0303. And I wanted to thank you so much, Sue, for all of your hard work and service in the light. And if you have any questions,
you
would like to learn more about Dikkut and Reiki or Nefik Ray or schedule an appointment with a local practitioner, just contact us. Oh, I just got a note from David. Yay! Said the pictures are posted on the website.
Yay!
Everybody clap. So you can see all of our pictures from all of our latest events at the www.crystaltemple.org. website under the photos page. Sue, if you don't mind hanging on the line, I'm just going to talk about some of our coming events to all of our listeners out there.
That would be great.
Closer, and then you could actually come to some of them. So tonight, our schedule, pretty jam-packed for Wednesday. We love Wednesdays. We got our weekly movement classes of yoga at 6, Qigong at 7, and self-defense at 8. All of these classes are a $12 drop-in. And we do have class cards available. And the class cards are, it's a $50 class card. You get 5 classes. And you can use those 5 classes in any variety, yoga, qigong, or self-defense. You can take one of each class or 2 of one and 2 of another and 1 of another. Doesn't matter. They're good for across the board. Tonight, we are also doing a drum circle at 7. So if you're in the Portland metro area and are interested in joining the circle, feel free to swing by and say hi, and practice your drumming skills. And I have to tell you, even if you don't have a drum, bring your wooden spoon and your kitchen pot, and we're just going to bang away and have a really great time and build the energy. And it doesn't matter what your level. Everybody is welcome. It's on a donation basis. And so come down and have a good time and bang on a drum. Tomorrow, Thursday night, is our group spiritual activation every Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Tomorrow we're doing the energies of the Sephira Chokhmah, which is on the Tree of Life. It's in the Supernal Triad. I believe it's number 2 on the tree. Is that correct, Miss Sue?
What's that? I didn't hear that, sorry.
So it's okay. If you're interested in having these energies sent to you remotely, just give us a call or email us 503-249-0303 or info@crystaltemple.org, and we would love to send that to you remotely. Friday night here, we're hosting 2 DJs for our spirit dance event. Our spirit dance starts at 8 o'clock, and it's an ecstatic dance event. Come by yourself, come with the group. We have 2 DJs, Mario and Kali, and they're coming to spin, and we're really excited to have them here. Saturday, David and I are going to be teaching a brand new class called Stairway to Heaven from 2 to 4. And then at 7 o'clock Saturday night, we are going to be doing our DNA Activation Night event. This starts at 7, and it's a free lecture or free talk on the DNA activation, the process, what it means, what it does, where it came from, who's doing it, what's happening. And it's a free lecture, so come by 7 o'clock and check it out and learn a little bit, hang out with us. At the end of our lecture, we're going to be offering DNA activations for $40. Now, these activations are regularly $150, so it's an incredible deal. You can come and spend the evening here at the temple, learn a lot about it, and have an opportunity to get your DNA activated for just $40. So, and everybody's got $40. Might as well spend it on doing something really beneficial and empowering. Sunday, we have our regular schedule of Sunday service, tribal belly dancing, yoga, and a free lecture on chakras at 7. So, and a couple more things while I have a few more of your minutes. We have some amazing events coming. The first is the Adept Initiation, and this is going to be held on May 31st. It starts at noon. It goes until about 10 o'clock at night. We're going to talk about that more in depth next week, the Adept Initiation. It's something you need to pre-register for. There's a lot of information on our website, www.crystaltemple.org, under the Initiation page. There's also a lot of information about this on the Rocky Mountain Mystery School website. That website is www.rmmsint.com. The Adept Initiation is amazing, it really does empower you at a whole new level and brings forth the energies for empowerment and manifestation just 10 times over. We are also going to be doing a sacred geometry and a ceremonial magic class on June 14th. And by request, by popular request, David is bringing back his prosperity class. This is going to be held June 28th. And if you've ever taken it before, come and audit. If you haven't taken it before and are interested, definitely, definitely come to this class. He has put together all of the best reprogramming and empowering teachings on how to bring abundance and prosperity into your life. It's an all-day class on Saturday, June 28th. So if you're interested, please give us a call, 503-249-0303. Coming in July, we're very excited to be hosting Miss Elizabeth Selden. She is a high priestess, guide, and ritual master, and she is going to be teaching practical magic. And she's going to be teaching 3 classes. 1, practical magic, and it's all about creating unique gifts using the elements of earth, water, air, and fire. So if you've ever thought about opening up a business or creating gifts for family and friends, this is a workshop that you definitely don't want to miss. The second class she's going to be doing is called An Unveiling the Goddess. And as the goddess energies are starting to build here on the planet, and we are coming into more balance between the god and the goddess, she is definitely building upon that to enlighten us and give us different tools that we can use to use that energy in our life. And she is also going to be doing an evening lecture on Scented Secrets. And Scented Secrets is her own line of gifts and gifts and oils and candles and things that she makes out of her center in L.A. The White Lotus Inc.com is her website. And also in July is that Transformation and Empowerment Week I was talking about before. It's a 5-day intensive program. It's 3 classes, 2 workshops, and nightly events every night. And if that's something you're interested in, definitely give us a call, 503-249-0303. 0303 or check out our website, www.crystaltemple.org. So lots of fun stuff coming our way. We also have the monthly membership programs. And I think next week David's going to be on, and we're going to talk about the Adept and the benefits of initiation. Thank you again, Sue, for all of your hard work, for everything that you brought forth with the Chicken and Reiki and Enthalpic Ray, and every single person that comes to you for healing. I know their lives are changed.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thanks for joining us for this radio show, and we hope to have you back next week. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.